Luke 6, verse 48. I'm going to have to start in 47. Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. And again, the word doeth doesn't mean you taking action. It means the fruit of whatever is planted. Everybody understand that? He is like a man which hath built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. Now, to understand what he's talking about you as the temple of God. As we started, the house is oika, the heavenly abode. And to dig deep here means to go down to the point of your most seminal idolatry. Anything that you have an opinion about. To dig down to that point so there's nothing there about the things that formerly made you you. As it says in Jesus made himself of no reputation. That means he 100% emptied. There's nothing as Son of Man was there. He lived in that moment of obedience. Now the reason that's so critical is that's the only place that he is the way. If you're not at that point of total emptying, then he can't be the way because his humility is so great. And you can't partake of his total and complete making you perfect by his one offering because you're in the way. Do you understand that? What? And laid is just means to fix or establish it forever. And the foundation is we're going to study. It's themelios. It means the base that's on the bedrock. And this is the term that we had to be always aware of in seismology because you had to get down to the place where you hit bedrock. You could not put a seismometer on any place except bedrock to detect any earthquakes or the atomic explosions. It had to be on bedrock. And you had to dig deep to get it there. Unless you were fortunate and the bedrock was showing on the surface. But let's look at this. Let's go to Romans 15. See what this bedrock is. Yeah, that's not a good one. Well, we'll just read it since we're already there. Verse 20. Yea, so have I strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named already, lest I should build upon another man's foundation, but as it is written, to whom he was not spoken of, they shall see, and they that have not heard shall understand. So anyway, that's 1 Corinthians 3. A couple pages. We don't have time to do with everything. But let's go to chapter 3, verse 5. Actually, it starts in verse 4. For one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos. Are you not carnal? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom you believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, nor he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. According to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold or silver or precious stones or wood or hay or stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Now, when it became apparent to me that we needed to create a body of believers, and we've gone through how that happened over a couple, 3 years. What I did was I asked, J.W. Luman was living in up near Denton at the time. So I asked him to come down and teach, because I know I'm part of teaching. And everything he said to the earliest people, Gary and Pete and John, was digging deeply down. And I had read this scripture about what it meant to build on only the foundation. And that foundation can only be laid or built upon or digged down to when the preaching of the cross has done its fullness. So there's total emptiness. So there's no idolatry. That's the only place where there's the foundation is revealed. Now, that's the one thing, the only thing I've done. Every scripture, everything we've studied is to get down to that one foundation. So that, and to get to, not only to get to that foundation and see it for a minute, but get to that foundation and find out that there is no other idolatry. There's no other opinions. No, there's no other thing there except that bedrock. And the church edifies itself in love. But every time we get into one of these deals of judgment or lack of forgiveness or opinions or all these ideas, and then you, what you're doing is you're putting sand back upon that foundation. Anybody understand that? I think I'm talking to the ceiling this morning. What's going on? Somebody is in some other place. Are you here?
I don't. They picked on this road.
Are you here?
I'm here.
All right. All right. Let's go to Ephesians 2. You don't need to be picked on this early.
Just kidding.
All right, good. Ephesians 2, verse Well, let's go to just start in verse 16. And he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were far off and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints of the household and of the household of God, and are built upon the one foundation, or the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Now, there are Christians in every age, all the way back to Abel being the first. And like even today, I don't know, except for JW, I don't know of anybody else that preaches the cross to the extent that we do here. But that's not my business. My business is to be faithful to what I see, just as other people can only teach to what they see. But the point of it is, just as your body has a jillion different types of cells, but each cell has the DNA to create a totally same structure. You could be cloned with any cell of your body, theoretically. So every part of the mystery of God, and people we don't even know, and people we haven't even seen, and people that may not have even yet named the name of Jesus, but they're all being fitly joined together in love to create this mystery of God, the one thing, the thing for which God sent, you know, God so loved the bride that he gave his son. And so, every time we drink that cup of sanctification, the afkumen, and say, "Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who createst the fruit of the vine." In the same way, each one of us, we must be totally emptied so that he creates the fruit of the vine without our interference. You understand that? And all you have to do is look at any of our bodies to see the work that every person's body is a type of that mystery. Every time if you have cancer in your body, it's because the cell that's been infected or whatever with cancer, instead of giving to everybody around him, it starts taking. Now, from our standpoint, it has to be down. You have to reach that foundation. You have to reach that point, that bedrock. Otherwise, you're going to be blown away. And it's so, and again, from that, this is what I see. Now, other people may not preach that, and God may use them in ways we don't understand. But it's the whole, that sentence, in whom all the building fitly framed groweth together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Let's go to 1 Peter. Chapter 2. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envyings and all evil speaking, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If so be you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, you also are lively or alive stones, as live stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable unto God by Jesus Christ, whereby also it is contained in the Scriptures, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they are appointed. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who calleth you, who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. When in time past you were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Now, a peculiar people. Remember we've studied that, the word peculiar? It's from the verb form of the feminine noun, I am. You are the I am people. You can have no modifiers. When Jesus said I am, that's mind-bending. But as he said I am and had no modifiers, so you must say I am and be I am and have no modifiers. There's neither male nor female, bond or free, Greek or Jew. We are an I am people. Now the I am can't have any modifiers. It can't have any more of the you-ness. It can't have any more of all of the things that previously defined you. Do you understand this? What's going on, John? I miss Gary. It gets boring when it's a monologue. It's supposed to be a dialogue. So everybody understands all this perfectly. There's no questions. Nothing came up. All right, take it, big guy. I'm tired of talking.